it's a parsha. It's a parsha's Vayishlach Hanukkah Torah in the Shem Yishmael Haggadah. Okay, but now you can see in the Shem Yishmael Haggadah, there's two columns. Yeah, there's the column that says Shem Yishmael and the column that says Chasdei David. David of Sukachev. Okay, so we're gonna read the Chasdei David, the part that's not underlined. On Yachat, yeah, Rav David of Sukachev, yeah. David of Sukachev. It's the third Rebbe of Sukachev. We don't know too much about Rav David of Sukachev. Okay, so let's see. Yachatz. What does Yachatz have to do with anything? Yachatz. Inyan Yachatz nira shehu ki inyan shenemar b'Yakov avinu ala v'shalom. Oh, Yachatz. We had Yachatz this past week's parasha, no? Where was Yachatz in this past week's parasha? Who did Yachatz? Yaakov did Yachatz. Right? He divided his family into two. And he went to fight against Esav. Yeah? He divided his family. L'shnei machanos. Ve'omerim yavo Esav el machana achas ve'ikau. V'haya macha anisha l'fleita. If Esav tries to attack half of my family, right? Ve'achatz. He divided the group that was with him. And he said, that way if Esav tries to attack one part of me, the other part of me will certainly survive. Uvarashi mimedrash chazal. Yeah, everyone sees where we are on the page? In the Chasdei David? He says, and then Rashi says from the Medrash, V'hoya ha-machane ha-nishar l'fleita al-karcho. And many mafarshim were trying to figure out what that means, al-karcho. Al-karcho means it'll have to be, of necessity. If half of the camp dies, then of necessity, the other half will survive. How do they know? Maybe everyone will get killed. How do you know for sure, al-karcho? It has to be, it'll be of necessity. Right? That even if a large portion of my camp is killed, the other half will have to survive. Says the Chasdei David, an amazing thing. We have to realize that every Jew has an outside dimension and an inside dimension. The innermost part of you is Hashem. Ner Hashem nishmat Adam. The essence of you, the chelak elokam imal, the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's inside of you, plays by the same rules that Hashem himself plays by. Pasuk says in the Navi, Ani Hashem, lo shinesi, I am God and I don't change. So there's a part of a Jew that's unchangeable, that's impenetrable, that's untouchable. And therefore, says the Chasdei David, there's a koach chitzoni, sheba adam, and there's a koach pnimi. And the koach pnimi, the inner part of you, the neshama of you, is eino makabel shinoi ve'eino miskalka la'olam. Can't be harmed, can't be changed, and can't be affected by anything superficial. As the Chiddush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe, explained, Shezohi b'chinas magen Avraham. Right? Famous teaching from the Chiddush Harim. We say every day in Shemona Esrei, magen Avraham. What does it mean, magen Avraham? It doesn't just mean that Hashem protected Avraham, but it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects our spiritual Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. What does it mean, our spiritual Yerusha from Avraham Avinu? Shebechol echad mi Yisrael, shu magen vitris, she'ein shum pagam v'chetz, ha'kilkul yachol lachdor l'socha. That we have a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. From the time that Avraham made a commitment to Hashem, Hashem made a commitment to Avraham. That means that just as Avraham says, God, I'm never going to abandon you, Hashem says, Avraham, I'm never going to abandon you. That's why the famous pshat from Rav Chaim V'Loshner in the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, it says there are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. And then the next Mishnah says that there were 10 tests of Avraham Avinu. So everyone wants to know, why is he called Avraham Avinu when it talks about the 10 tests? The first time he mentions him, he just calls him Avraham. The second time, it calls him Avraham Avinu. Why the change? So Rav Chaim V'Loshner explains in the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, right, the reason for the change is that what? The reason for the change is that when Avraham passed those tests, he becomes Avram Avinu, spiritually. He's the Av. And just like a parent physically transmits a DNA to the child, right? You look like your parents. You look like the ones who created you. So too spiritually, Avram is able to spiritually pass on to his children his commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Magen Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to guard over that Nakuda of Avram Avinu inside of each and every one of us, that it can never be damaged, it can never be penetrated by our enemies. And this exists within every single Jew. And And this is what it means with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think it's on Daf Mem Dalet, says, Afal pi shechata. Even when a Jew does an Avera, Yisrael, he's still a Yid. A Jew is always a Jew. Right? It can never be taken away from a person. The fact that I'm a Jew is an absolute reality. Afal pi shechata, Yisrael. Even when I sin, I'm still a Jew. I still maintain my kesher to Yisrael. Ki nimtzeis bo nekuda pnimis shalon es kalkula. Because a Jew has an inner point that can never be damaged. Our body is called a machaneh. 248 limbs of the body are called a machaneh. Like the Zohar explains on the Pasuk, a Jew is supposed to make sure that his camp is holy. What's his camp? The Zohar says, your camp is your body. These are the 248 limbs of the body. So make sure your machaneh is kadosh. Make sure you use all 248 limbs of your body in a holy way. V'koach ha-pnimi shebelev, hu gam ken kolel kol ramach evarim, v'nikra gam ken machana. And he says, the koach pnimi, just like you have 248 physical limbs, you have 248, so to speak, corresponding spiritual limbs. You have a koach pnimi that corresponds to each of those body parts. And that's also called a machana. So says Yaakov, I have two machanos. I'm dividing my camp into two machanos. V'zeh inyin shnei ha-machanos. Right, these are the two machanos that Yaakov Avinu divided. Yaakov says that if Esav comes and strikes one machaneh, then the other machaneh for sure is going to survive. What does that mean? Ki ha'uma Yisraelis hi kedumus adam prati shenimtzos bo chitzonios u'pnimios. Because the Jewish people bechlal also, right, just like every individual has a chitzonios and a pnimios, so too the Jewish people as a whole have a chitzonios and a pnimios. U'kamo kei nimtza b'Yisrael koach ha'mezgala v'koach pnimi nistar. And a Jew has, again, the Jewish people as an entity. The Jewish people have a nekuda within themselves as a tzibor that can't be destroyed. This is the inyan that Yaakov divided his camp into two. What does Yaakov say? If Esav tries to attack one machaneh, for sure, what does Chazal say? Al karcho, it has to be that the other machana will survive. Right? Al-karcho. What does that mean? What did Rashi mean by al-karcho? Ki koach ha-pnimi ha-nistar lo yuchlu l'kalkulu kol oyvei v'soni Yisrael. Because the koach ha-pnimi of a Jew, no enemy in the world can destroy it, no matter how hard they try. V'al-karchom yishar l'dor dorim. So when Yaakov divides the camp in this past week's parasha, as the Esavs of the world are trying to destroy, right, coming to destroy Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov says, even if you're going to destroy me on the outside, there's a koach ha-pnimi of a Jew that's not shy, that shinoi has no place. It has no change. It cannot be changed. It cannot undergo a transformation. And therefore, al karcho, it has to survive. Nuchever, what does it have to do with Chanukah? It's very obvious what it has to do with Chanukah. Kishenichtun su yavanim lehechal v'timu kol hashmanim shebehechal. When the yavanim entered into the hechal, remember Tame, everything. What do you mean everything? The next line it's about to say, the Gemara says, right? Badku, they looked, they searched, they looked deeper. Umatsu, and they found a pach echad. They found one pach that was still pure. So why did they say timu kol hashmanim? Because in the outside, sometimes it looks like timu kol hashmanim. You meet a Jew, right? Or sometimes Klal Yisrael are in a state, as it was the case in the times of the battle against Yavan, where the Jewish people looked like the light had gone out. That timu kol hashmanim, there was nothing left. Why did they even bother looking? If the mitzias on the surface was timu kol hashmanim, why? What is it? Gemara is very precise. Badku, they searched. Right? They searched umatsu and they found pachecha shel shemen at the seal of the kohen gadol. They searched because they knew there has to be. The svarim say they knew there had to be a pach shemen somewhere. Chazal say Tosfos says they found it buried in the ground. How did they know to look in? They started digging up the floor of the base of mikdash. What was going on? Very strange. Rav Wolfson says an amazing thing. Rav Wolfson says that by the Isha Sota, right, when a woman is not loyal to her husband and she has to drink the Sota waters, where do they get the dirt for the Sota waters from? There was a tile on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, right, that had a ring attached to it, and they could remove it. And in there, there was dirt. There was dirt, right, from beneath the floor of the Mikdash. And they took that dirt to mix it in with right, the cloth of the Megillah of the Sota. They erase it into the waters. She would drink the waters, and then if she was guilty, she would burst. Yeah? So Moshe Wolfson writes in Emunas Yitach in one place, he says that where was the Pach Shemen found? It was found under that tile. In the place where the dirt of the Isha Sota, right? That's where the Pach Shemen comes from? Yes. Because even when Klal Yisrael have been totally disloyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our husband, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu still says, but they're still, the relationship is, we're not going to get divorced. We'll find a way to make this work. Right? You didn't do the ultimate of it. Right? You didn't cheat on me in such a way that our relationship can no longer be fixed. Yeah? And that's why Yaakov is al karcho. He knows that a part of it has to survive. There has to be a Pach Shemen somewhere here in this space of Mikdash. The Gemara writes the presentation superficially, Timu kol ha-shamanim shebehechal. Right? Again, the Achronim asked that question. Why does the Gemara say that all the oil was made Tameh? If half a line later the Gemara is about to say, then they searched and they found that it wasn't all. So why didn't the Gemara say most of the oil was Tameh? No, the Gemara is telling us, superficially on the Chitzonius level, all the oil was Tameh. But there's a Metzias, there's a Pnimius, there's a Magin Avraham, there's a part of a Jew that cannot be extinguished. And that's the Pach Shemen. That's why Budku, they searched, Umatsu, and they found. Pass this Davi, please. They searched and they found that there has to be a Pach Shemen. Yeah, Rabbi Isaac, what do you want to say? Right? Mashiach comes in strange ways. Hanukkah is a big reminder, right, that when it looks like it's all over, it's just beginning. It's just beginning. I heard from the Stuchina Rebbe a couple weeks ago. He said an amazing Torah. He said, if you think about Bayis Shlishi, how is Bayis Shlishi going to be built? Discussion amongst the Rishonim in Maseches Sukkah. I think it's on Daf Mem Ches, maybe. Mem Hey? Ches? According to some Rishonim, the third base of Mikdash is going to descend from the heavens. We're not going to physically build it. It's going to be an entirely spiritual structure that descends from on high. It's a Rashi and Tosas talk about on the Daf, in our Masech, the Maseches Sukkah. So Suchina Rebbe said, think about it like this. Right? If Chanukah is a hachana for Mashiach, as we've said many times, Chanukah is a lashon, right? Bnei Yisrael says Chanukah is chinuch. It's a training for Mashiach. We're preparing ourselves for the final geula. Right? That's why the hero of Chanukah, Bnei Yisrael says a nice remez. He says that the hero of Chanukah is Matisyahu. Bimei Matisyahu, but right? The Nusach HaTfilah. Bimei Matisyahu. It was in the days of Matisyahu that Chanukah took place. So the Bnei Yisrael says Matisyahu is Gematria 861. Same Gematria as Beis HaMikdash. Same Gematria as Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll leave those for the moment. But then the Bnei Yisrael says, I'll tell you an amazing remez. The Bnei Yisrael says, I'll show you how Matisyahu, the story of Chanukah, is a chinuch, is training for Mashiach. How many Mashiachs are there? There's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. What are the names of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David? If you look in Sefer Kabbalah, it tells us their names. Right? Their names are Nechemya ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel. Nechemya ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel. Those are the two names of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. So the Bnei Yisrael says, what's the gematria of Nechemya ben Chushiel plus Menachem ben Amiel? 861. So Bimei Matisyahu is 861. Chanukah is a hachana for what? For Mashiach. For Nechemya ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel, also exactly gematria 861. Of course, who has to be the, elsewhere, the Bnei Yisrael writes in Tammuz and Av, he says, who's the one who announces Mashiach's arrival? Eliyahu. So what happens if you add Eliyahu to, right, if you put all three together? Because Eliyahu is the harbinger. He announces Mashiach's arrival. He's a mevaser. Right, called mevaser, mevaser v'omer. So Eliyahu comes first, and he announces the arrival of Mashiach. So what happens if you add Eliyahu to 861? 861 plus another 52, what do you get? 913. What's 913? Bereshis, gematria Bereshis. So when Eliyahu and Nechemya ben Chushiel, Menachem ben Amiel come, then the world comes full circle. We're back to where we're supposed to be. And Bereshis, right, that's the tikkun. The Tikkun HaShalom, and everything is fixed. Okay? So the Bnei Yisrael says that Chanukah is a chinuch for Mashiach. So the Sechina Rebbe said an amazing Torah. So he said, Bayis Sheni, what happened? Bayis Sheni was originally built, it was physically built, and it was spiritually built, right? When we built the second base of Mikdash, we had to physically build the place, and we had to spiritually build the place. What happened at the midway point of Bayis Sheni? Chanukah. What did the Yavanim do? They spiritually defiled the Beis HaMikdash. So what did the Chashmonaim have to do to fix it? Right? to rededicate the Beis Hamikdash. They had the physical structure was already there. All they had to do was what? Add what component? They had to rededicate the spiritual component of the Beis Hamikdash. So Stichin Rebbe said exactly. Chanukah, the spiritual rededication of the Beis Hamikdash, is hachana for Bayis Shlishi, because Bayis Shlishi, the Rishonim say, is going to be purely a spiritual structure. Right? It's just going to descend from the heavens. We're not going to physically build it. So the Chanukah rededication of the Beis, again, the original building of Bayis Sheni, right? When they first built it, they had to physically build it and spiritually prepare it. After Chanukah, they had to just rebuild it spiritually. Just have to fix the spiritual side. So that rededication, right, of the Beis Hamikdash, so to speak, that third building of the Beis Hamikdash, that rededication of Bayis Sheni, was adding the spiritual dimension, which again is a hachana for the third Beis Hamikdash, which is going to be a purely spiritual structure. That's what the Sichin Rebbe said. I thought that was a beautiful idea. But again, you see the whole avoda of Chanukah, right, is the realization and just rededicating ourselves to an idea that just is. It's a metzias. Ani Hashem lo shinesi, I am God and I don't change. Then the chelek elokah inside of you, the machana hanisha lefleita, is guaranteed to survive. Al karcho, it has to survive. Okay, let's see. Bottom of the paragraph. 4 lines from the bottom. Ki koach ha-pnimi ha-nistar lo yuchlu lakalklu kol oyvei v'soni Yisrael v'al karcham yishar lidur dorim. That part of a Jew, the outside, we sometimes fall apart. And Chanukah, we mamish fell apart. But the inside always stays strong. V'lezeh rom zin gam keim b'prisas ha-matzah l'shtayim. So let's remember, we're learning the Shem Yishmuel's Haggadah over here. Right? So Rav David of Sakachov said, right, that's what we're doing when we're sitting at the Seder talking about Geula, and we break the matzah in half. And the afikomen, the halig afikomen, which we put away for later, the machane hanishra, the fleita, is the reminder to a Jew, look at the left side of the page, again, continuing in the left column at the top of the page, he bechinas his galus should be Yisrael. V'hulechem oni sheyacholin ha'umos lefam lishot alav. Yes, there's going to be a piece of the matzah that's lechem oni. Right? There's going to be a brokenness. There's going to be enemies that destroy half of our machane. That's going to happen. Achachelak hasheni shematzpinim lafikomen. Rome is lechinas hapnimius. Hanisteris v'tzfuna. Asher, right? The tzafon. The hidden part. The tzafona. The tzafuna. Asher ein koach v'shlita lekochos zarim. That the negative influences cannot impact it. V'hi hanisteris lefleita v'mimena tatzmiach ha-geula ha-sida v'meheira b'yameinu. And that's what happens when we put aside the piece of matzah, right? The bigger piece that we're saving for later. The bigger part of ourselves, so to speak, right? Which is our neshama, which nothing in the world can take away. Okay? So an amazing lesson, again, a Chanukah lesson, really from this from the parsha from yesterday, right? But Yaakov is absolute al-karcho, it has to be. Al-karcho, it has to be that the Jewish people, the neshama of Klal Yisrael, has to survive. Okay, good? Yeah? All right, let's turn over to the other side of the page. The other side of the page comes from the Majitzer Rebbe. And I picked this piece not only because it's a really important yisod in Avodas Hashem, again, somewhat a continuation of what we were just learning, but it was also just the Majitzer Rebbe's Yartzeit, the first Majitzer Rebbe, the Divrei Yisrael. The Yisrael of Majitz, a couple of days ago, was his Yartzeit. Okay, so let's learn a very beautiful Torah from the Majitzer. Again, on the very same words. If Esav comes and he strikes at half of the machaneh, ha-machaneh ha-nishar lefleita. But the other half of the machaneh is certainly going to survive. Okay? Everyone see it? Bottom right-hand corner. Yavuar al-pi masha'omer adoni avi zakeni zatzal. He quotes from his grandfather, as he often does. The grandfather of the Majitzer Rebbe was Rabbi Yecheskel of Kuzmir. Yecheskel of Kuzmir was his grandfather, and he quotes him very often. He says, what was Yaakov saying? If Esav gets half the camp, the other calf will survive. Right? Al-karcho. So we learned al-karcho means it has to survive because it represents the pnimius of a year that can't be destroyed. The pach shaman that can't be touched. Okay, very true. Right? But there's another dimension to it. He says, my grandfather explained, Shezeu klal. This is an important klal in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes in life we make mistakes. And sometimes we get very stuck in those mistakes. We become paralyzed by those mistakes. And because we get stuck in those mistakes, right, Avera goreres Avera. Ah, I just thought of an upshot. I told you once of art. I don't remember who it was from. I don't remember which tzaddik it was from. There was a maisa that there was a tzaddik who was waiting to get Kiddush Lavana. Yeah, the note takers will check the notes to see if you could pull it off. I don't remember who it was. There was a tzaddik who was trying to get Kiddush Lavana, and he was standing outside for a while, and the chassidim were getting very agitated. And he was waiting, he was hoping the clouds were going to part. You know, Baal Shem Tov Dika Maisa, move his hand and part the clouds, but it wasn't working. The clouds weren't parting. And he's waiting, and he's waiting, and he's waiting, and he's waiting. And the tzaddik, the chassidim are all, you know, they're agitated. Rav Yitzchak of Vorki, Shkayach, see? That's why you got to take notes. Shkayach of Yoni. Ah, amazing. So the Rebbe of Vorki was standing outside waiting for Kiddush Levana. What was it from? What did we say?
We said in Bnei Sharon.
Oh, really?
The Pirkei Avos
Shir. Ah, you're right. Very good. Yeah, so he's standing and he's waiting and he's waiting and he's waiting and he's waiting. And finally what happened? Finally they got Kiddush Levana. Yeah? So he said, a pshat, he said, mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Right? Normally we say mitzvah goreres mitzvah means what? That one mitzvah is goreres, it drags on, it leads to another mitzvah. Right? It brings on another mitzvah. So he read it as follows. He said, mitzvah goreres, a mitzvah that schleps, right? A schleppy mitzvah is also a mitzvah. You have to be patient. A mitzvah goreres, a mitzvah that drags on, right, is also a mitzvah. You have to be patient sometimes for a mitzvah. So I'll say the opposite right now, based on what the Majlis are saying here. Avera goreres avera. An avera that's goreres and avera that schleps is a big avera. If you're doing avera, you have to know how to move on. An avera that's goreres is itself an avera, meaning it's another avera. The fact that you can't move past the fact that you made a mistake, that itself is an avera. An avera goreres is an avera. An avera that drags on is an avera. So let's read again. The klal is that a person has to not get stuck and worry and be saddened by the fact that he made mistakes. What do you mean? You have to do tshuva. Of course you have to do tshuva. And the first step to tshuva is what? Maybe charata. Right? But also aziva sachei, you have to abandon the avera. Not just abandoning your commitment to do it again, but you have to move past it. Ki zeha atzus hi atzus hayetzer la'apilo la'achshilo yoser chas v'shalom. Because when a person gets stuck in that avera, right, it's just a setup to lead to another avera. And the avera that you got stuck in, right, is in fact gorer another avera. So a person has to know how to move past his mistakes. Raka ikar lihizar mikanu la'aba tapel lefkalim shlo yikalkel od chalila. A person has to say, I messed up and I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to spend my whole day, you know, sitting in the fact that I made this. Okay, move on. Move past it. Right? And don't do it again. V'yosef b'torah, v'tfilah, v'tshuva, b'simcha, v'chiyus. Right? To be able to go weiter in my life. Well, I'm not going to daven a good mincha because I did something bad this morning. That would be stupid. That would be very foolish. U'memeli yetukin masha avar. And when you move past it, when a person's a big enough person to go weiter, so that itself fixes the mistake. He learned from the mistake to not do it again. He gives a very famous mashal that many, many tzaddikim bring. V'hu mashal socher ha'omed b'chanuso b'yom d'shuka. Imagine a man standing in his store, the owner of a store standing in his store on the market day. V'achevra ganavim orvim b'chutz. And a group of thugs, a group of robbers, bandits, are gathering outside, and they're plotting, right? They're orvim, they're waiting in ambush to try to get him. Holech ganav echor el achanus v'chotev chayfetz echor uvareach. A ganav comes into the store. He picks something up. He says, "How much does this cost?" And before the guy can even answer, he runs out of the store, and he steals an item from the store. V'akavana kadesh asocher yirdavacherav. What does he want? He wants that the guy who owns the store chases after him. And as he chases him down the block, what happens? All the other ganavim enter the store and clean out the place. So if he's not willing to be mochel on that one thing, he's going to lose everything. They'll take all of his hard work. They'll take everything away. Where it's underlined, the socher who's smart, and he's able to have the foresight to recognize what's about to happen, Omer Belibo. He says to himself, let him keep what he has. I'm not going to get caught up on that one thing. I have to play defense to make sure that nothing ever happens again like that. Right? I'm certainly not going to spend my time chasing after that guy and lose everything. But I'm going to be more careful about even letting one person into the store. Right? And by learning from that one item that he lost, he'll save himself a lot of agmas nefesh and a lot of money in the future. That was the mashal of my grandfather, and the nimshal is very obvious. So says the Devar Yisrael, based on this teaching from my grandfather, again, this klal gadol in avodas Hashem, not to get stuck on things in the past, v'zeh remez v'kan. Perhaps that's what Yaakov Avinu is saying here. What is Yaakov Avinu saying? The adua esav haino yetzer hara. We learned on Thursday in Kedusha Slavi that yetzer hara has a code name, and the code name for the yetzer hara is esav. Esav is a code name for the yetzer hara. Ratzalomar, im yavo esav el amachana ha'achas v'yikal, if the yetzer hara struck you in one particular area, haino, im yavo yetzer hara umachshilo la'adam, ba'achas mimitzos Hashem, asher lo se'asena chalila, if a Jew is nichshol in something that God told him not to do, God forbid, al yisya'ish atzmo mimasha avar. Don't get stuck on that. Right? The machane hanishar has to make it lepleta. Whatever's left has to survive. You have to grab onto whatever you can. Rak yirashia machane hanishar lepleta. Hainu shahichshir maisam mikanu lahaba umameila yitukan masha avar kaniskala el vahavein. If you make sure not to be foolish enough to get caught up in that, you can at least save everything else. So this is a different pshat, I think. He doesn't mention the Rashi, but this is a different pshat in the Al-Karcho. Right? Al-Karcho, we learned on the first side of the page, Al-Karcho means that there's a guarantee that the Jewish pnimius will survive. Here, the Al-Karcho means it's of necessity of you, right? The machana nishra leflita, it's your obligation, it's of necessity. You have to say, you can't say, I lost something, so whatever, so it's all lost at this point. No, Al-Karcho, of necessity, you have to respond and say, okay, so he's took a little, but I'm going to take a lot. He stole one, I'm not going to lose everything. The machana nishra, whatever's left, leplita, I have to hold on to it, I have to not lose it. The Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal in Shmiras HaLashon. He writes a mashal. He said that someone once asked the tzaddik, what happens if you're in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei and you realize that you're halfway through Shmona Esrei and you haven't been paying attention? So the tzaddik, Chavetz Chaim is quoting, I don't think he mentions it by name, says he answered with a mashal. He said, imagine a young girl standing in the marketplace selling apples, and a ganav comes and steals an apple. She's shocked. And the ganav sees that she's frozen in place, so he takes another apple. And now she's even more overwhelmed. She doesn't know what to do. And he takes another. A wise person says to the young lady, he's grabbing, you should grab also. Right? It's your stuff, but grab. Hold on to whatever you can. So the tzaddik said, that's the approach in Shmoneh Esrei. If the ganav stole the first half of Shmoneh Esrei, so you steal the second half of Shmoneh Esrei. Hold on to what you can. The machana nishar lepleita. Hold on. So you got one bracha of Shmoneh Esrei with kavana. Okay. He grabbed a bunch, so you grab a couple. So Chavetz Chaim said the same thing is true when it comes to Shmiras HaLashon. Sometimes it's hard for us to think, how am I going to ever conquer Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara? It's such an easy avera to do, and it's so hard to be mindful of. And I spoke so much Lashon Hara already, so what's the point? Right? If you can grab a minute of Shmiras HaLashon, grab it, the Chavetz Chaim says. You can't put a price tag on 1 minute of biting your tongue, of not saying that one nasty comment about that person who you don't like. Chavetz Chaim says it's worth a lifetime. So again, that's the Al-Karcho. We have to be people who Al-Karcho, I have to say, I have to be big and I have to be strong and I have to say, okay, so the Yetzer Hara won a little battle. Right? But I can't chase after that one ganav and leave my store to be overrun by the rest of the ganavim. I have to be the type of person who says, okay, so I lost a little bit, but I keep what I can. I keep whatever I can. It's a big klal in davening. There's a sefer called Toras Shimon, from Shimon of Yaroslav. In this week's parsha, Shimon Yaroslav says, again, he says the same thing. He says this exact same part as the Devar Yisrael, and he says it in the context of davening. Right? He says, sometimes my machshava gets pulled away from me. Right? It's hard to control my mind during Shmoneh Esrei. But lemaisa, I'm still saying the words. So that's the machana nishra lefleita. That is the machana nishra lefleita. We think, it was a bad Shmoneh Esrei. Why was it a bad Shmoneh Esrei? Because my mind wasn't in it. Okay, so the machana achos veiko, the machana of the mind was struck by Esav. But the machana nishal aflita. Did I not say the words? Lushalayim yircha barachim tashrim. Did I not say the words? I said the words. That's a chashuv thing. You have to be mindful of that. Right? That I did accomplish something with my short essay. Okay, it would have been nice if my mind was there and my words were there. But I still said rifa'enu. I still said baruch aleinu. There was a Jew. There was a young man who was preparing for his wedding. And in preparation for his wedding, he wanted to learn Maseches Kedushin. So he could really know. He could really, you know, really be mindful of what it means to stand under the chuppah and to do it right. Yeah? And the wedding came, and afterwards he realized, you know, there was a certain shita that I should have followed when I stood under the chuppah, and he was worried my marriage wasn't the way it could have been or should have been, right? It wasn't perfect. So Rav Chaim Brim said to him, he said, you said the words, harei at mikudeshesli. That's it. Done. He said it. You did it. Oh, yeah, but I could have, and I should. Okay. But the Machane Anishah Lepleita counts. You're Yotze, it's good. Let's spend the rest of your life, oh, had I been a little more aware, okay. You said the words matter. The fact that you said the words matter. Yeah. If a Jew says the wrong thing in Vesein Bracha, right? Vesein Talu Matar Levracha, he says the wrong thing. Yeah? If he davens for rain on a sunny day, right? So he has to mamish in the summer season, he davens for rain. Right? Or vice versa. He has to sometimes repeat Shemona Esrei. Why? It's ridiculous. He didn't say, well, who cares what he said? Right? It's not going to rain. Because he mistakenly, without Kavanah, said the wrong thing. It's not going to turn the summer into the winter. And yet he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. You know why? Because the words are so significant. The words are so powerful. The fact that you said the phrase, a half-hearted tefillah, and you said the magic phrase, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Because your words matter. So that's what Rav Shimon Yaros Lever says. He says, the Machane Anishah Lefleita. Okay, so for every Shemona Esrei that your mind wasn't in it, right? That your body was just, you know, going through the motions, and your lips were just saying the words. But that's also something. And don't be foolish about that. Don't allow an Avera Goreris. If you allow the Avera to drag on, then that itself is an Avera, and that certainly leads to more Averas. Okay, so b'schus these great tzaddikim, Rav David Sachetshaver, and Rav Yisrael Majitzer, again, whose yahrzeit was just this week, we should be zochet to realize this reality. Right? Again, the mitzias of a Jew, that there's always going to be a pachshem, and you just have to look for it. And again, like the Majitzer taught us, you have to know how to see it. You have to know how to recognize the fact that, okay, so I lost a little bit, but so what? I'm going to surrender everything, because I made one mistake, so I should make two mistakes. Lashon of the Gemara, a person who eats, garlic and his breath smells, so he should eat more garlic. He should eat more garlic, so his breath smells worse. All right, so he made one mistake. Don't play in the mud. Chiddush HaRim said, a person who plays in the mud, right, trying to clean himself off, is just going to get more dirty. The person has to know how to go weiter, has to know how to move on. And then Amir Tzah Hashem will be able to make a lot of good choices. Okay? That's our teaching from the Parsha. What did you say?